This is the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Famine Sunday. This weekend, 28 junior and senior high students came to this church and fasted for 30 hours. There were also more than 30 adults here to support and lead them during that time. They were all here as part of World Vision's 30-hour famine. World Vision is a Christian humanitarian organization dedicated to working with children, families, and their communities worldwide to reach their full potential by tackling the causes of poverty and injustice. This organization works with people to improve their lives permanently. They don't just give handouts. World Vision works in countries all around the globe, including the United States. 30-hour famine is a full weekend. The students began fasting at 3 p.m. on Friday, and we didn't break the fast until 9 p.m. last night, or 9:30 p.m. last night. During this time, they play games, do service projects, learn about countries in need — this year's focus was Haiti — and spend some time delving into the Bible. We were challenged throughout the famine this year to go into the world and love hungry. We are not supposed to just give money or donate food, although those are both good things to do. We are called to love. We are told in the Gospels that Jesus says that the most important commandments are: love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Notice that both of these, the most important things that we are to do, are about love. The first one is about loving God, and we talked this weekend about the need to make that a priority. We talked about how without love and relationship with God, we are going through motions. Pastor Sunny has been leading us in a prayer series for several weeks now. As many of you know, she's been telling us that in our prayer life, we need to focus on four areas, and you can do this with me. Upward, inward, outward, onward. We must first look upward. We need to talk directly to God, establish and build a relationship with Him. We then bring it inward. We continue that relationship, that God-to-me connection and conversation. After those, we look outward to those around us and onward to what is coming. Last Sunday, I was here in the afternoon for the Charge Conference. Our district superintendent, Oscar Carrasco, spoke on the two commandments that I mentioned earlier. He talked about loving God and pointed out that it's important that we love Him with our heart before all else. The order in Scripture is heart, soul, mind, strength. He said that we need to love God with our heart first, because then everything else falls into place. Once we love God with our whole being, we will yearn to love our neighbors. That yearning to love our neighbors is why these young people fast. They love God with their whole hearts, and they are being called and feel compelled to take the next step. They want to love others. They know that when Jesus said neighbors, He didn't just mean that person that lives next door. Look around you. In this room, there are 24,000 orange links, each representing a child that will die today of hunger, poverty, or a disease related to one of those two. This is heartbreaking. But through the famine, we are loving these people. Our 28 students love, so that number becomes smaller, and it's working. When we began doing the famine 9 years ago, that number was 29,000, and these links went all around the room. Just last year, it was 25,000. Our students are loving the hungry and giving them hope, which is why the links are orange, the color of hope. One of the scripture readings this morning was 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is typically a scripture that's read at weddings, but we learned this weekend that this passage tells us how to love more than just a spouse. We looked at this chapter over and over and dug deeply into it, and we all discovered that love is important and permanent. We realized that we are not just to love those that we know and are close to. We are to love those that we might not even like. We are to love those that we don't even know. It's important for us to understand how to love as we are being challenged to go into the world and love hungry. I could read scripture after scripture after scripture about love. It is such an important thing for us as followers of Jesus to understand. We are loved by God, we love God, and we need to love others. Now I want you to take a look at a video. Listen as the famine participants.
Yeah, I'm hungry. See, when we're going to GameWorks, all Rob talked about the entire car ride was food.
Oh. So. The less you think about food, the better off you are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hungry, actually.
Yeah, it's a whole lot easier than some people make it out to be. Like, some people think, oh, it's 30 hours, it's going to be so difficult. But it really isn't that hard so far. So.
And it's a lot easier to do it when you're with, like, friends or someone you know from school, and then you're able to meet new people and make it more fun instead of just sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm hungry.
So how often have you thought of food?
Probably every
so often.
Every half hour. Well, the grocery store was hard.
Yeah.
Was that the hardest place?
Well, there was... like this cake, and it was like round, and it was like iced, and it was sitting in the middle of one of the aisles, and so that was bad.
When you're feeling like bogged down with all this schoolwork, and it's the middle of February, and really you just like can't focus on anything anymore, it's sort of like you come here, and it's just like really uplifting, and the people are just like, I don't know, it's just. It's a good reminder that you need to refresh your relationship with God every so often.
Because it helps people around the world, and we are very thankful to have the things that we have, and I think we take a lot of things for granted, and this is our way of giving back.
Yeah, I mean, it raises a lot of money for the kids that don't have any, and like all the kids that die every day.
Because it's for a good cause, and it's a new experience.
It's fun and just get to like hang out with your friends.
And helping, and you know, you're actually helping somebody while you're doing it, so.
Yeah.
I'm doing the 30-hour thing because, one thing, it's fun. Mm-hmm. And then also I wanted to learn more about Haiti because earlier this year I went on a trip to New York and they taught us a lot of stuff about Haiti and what's been going on, a lot about the history, too.
I'm doing the 30-hour thing because I think it's fun. This is my second time doing it, and I want to learn how it feels to be starved.
Yeah, it's very fun, and you really get the feeling that you are making a difference.
It's exciting, it's fun, and honestly, it brings people closer together in the community, and you get a sense of purpose. Like, you can, when you're done with this, you can go home and feel like you accomplished something.
And we saw the first video, and I just saw a little boy that was the age of my brother. He was a year old, and he was so small. He only weighed about 7 pounds, and I just started crying. Because I said, that little boy, he's the age of my brother. Why is he hungry? That's not fair.
We do this every year, or I've done this every year, and why do we do it? It's because we love these people so much, but we don't know who these people are, but we still love them, and it's just like, that's just kind of an amazing thing to think about, that that there's this whole world of people that we don't even know, that we just love unconditionally.
When we first watched the video, then on Friday night, I didn't know that Haiti was actually really that bad. I thought it was just, I didn't know if some of those people were dying and hurting and stuff.
It's just crazy how 35 seconds of an earthquake can change so much.
It took like 5 or 10 years to build all that up, and then 35 seconds it was down again.
After you would experience this, you really start to feel some sympathy for others who live like this every day for their life. And it's kind of actually scary to think about.
8,000 children under the age of 5 die every night, and that's just unbelievable, and people need to do something about it.
Hunger is something that needs to be solved. Hunger is something that is not fair, and it's not right.
Say hunger is more than just
being hungry, because eventually, I mean, like, at the end of this, I know last year, that's all I thought about, like, that last hour was, like, food, and, like, yay, it's going to be over, and I can finally eat. But for pretty much every one of those people that we're trying to help, they don't ever get that relief, you know, permanently, like, oh, I can eat again, and I will have food. Like, they won't have that, so.
It's because when you're hungry, you can't really feel anything else. So I think that hunger is something that needs to be solved so people can think about more than just being hungry sometimes. They can think about being happy.
Just trying to remember, like, the feeling that we had, like, being hungry and tired, and how these kids, they don't get to have the big potluck at the end of it. It's just, this is pretty much it for them.
I mean, in the end, it's really about love. Just because, we send food, we send that aid. And, I mean, I don't think it registers on a conscious level for those people we're helping. But I think on a deeper level, maybe it was for us, but for them too, is that people care. And that's something that is a lot more valuable than, I think it's sometimes a lot more valuable than food, even if we're expressing it in food. But, like, to know or to have the knowledge that people want to help you, that people love you, in a sense, is just more valuable than anything, to be honest.
Thank you, Marianne, for setting this up and helping out and stuff.
Thank you to World Vision for providing all the activities and stuff.
Thank you to all the people who are participating in helping the cause.
Yeah, and all the adults that also help.
And who are going to make the food.
Our reading from Isaiah this morning had to do with fasting. We hear that we need to fast to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to share our food with the hungry, and to provide for the poor. These students fasted for just these reasons. They fasted because they want to make people more aware that there is hunger in the world and that it is devastating. They fasted to raise money to help eradicate that very hunger. They fasted to love hungry. Hunger affects every aspect of life. These 28 youth discovered that in a very minor way this weekend. They felt hunger pains. They saw how the lack of food began to affect their thinking and their physical abilities. They spent the weekend, when they could be at the movies, out with their friends, at home, eating, sleeping, showering. They spent this weekend learning and loving. They are the hope that this orange represents. One of the last things we did last night was to watch a video with the song Changed by Aaron Nyquist. The lyrics to the chorus say this: I have been blessed, now I want to be a blessing. I have been loved, now I want to bring love. I've been invited, I want to share the invitation. I have been changed to bring change. What a powerful message. As Christians, we don't go out and serve because it's a nice thing to do. Anyone can do that. We go out and show love, become the hands and feet of Christ, because we were first loved and served by Christ. Mother Teresa says this: spread love everywhere you go. First of all, in your own house, give love to your children, to your wife or husband, to a next door neighbor. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, kindness in your warm greeting. And so I challenge you to go into the world and love hungry. Please pray with me. Father, I thank you for this opportunity, for the people who were here this weekend, for the people who are here now to hear about the weekend. Lord, I ask that you continue to be with the people. Ask that you continue to help us show our love, Lord. Help us to love as you love. I thank this all. I pray this all.